Sports Talk continues on a Rivalry Thursday. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and we kick off the second half of the schedule this season with Campbell County at home against Carnes. And joining us now, here at the home of the Cougars, atop the hill, is none other than Mark Packer of Rivalry Thursday. Mark, how are you?
You know, I've been better. It's interesting. I have one of those Peloton bikes at home, you know, where you see the lady up on the high rise and the dude on the high rise and looking over New York, and mine's in a basement, you know, with a dog and a pool table. And I don't know that my 30-minute ride that I did between 12:30 and 1, which is kind of my game day routine, was as good an exercise as running from a Channel 8 live shot over here to you to get here in time.
Well, we very much appreciate the sprint to the finish, and I think you probably turned in a season-best time.
I'm not really sure if I did. Jimmy, good I need form. You to ask a long question over there so I can grab my lung.
That's right. Well,
unbelievable.
Just let us know if you're seeing spots.
Well, and this is but here's the deal. This is just me today running. This is Austin Price every game when he gets to the press box. Sorry, that was too easy.
Tell you what, I know one of the things you enjoy most is, one, just highlighting different programs, different communities. And we've been here before when we got to see T. Higgins and Oak Ridge make a trip here just a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I know you like being able to say, here, we want to tell you about Justin Price, the
Absolutely.
Head coach in his 10th year here at Campbell County.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, Ryan Browning, an outstanding AD. I just know you love being able to come and bring the operation to Campbell County.
Well, here's what I got on Zoom last night with these two coaches, Justin and Brad Taylor. And, you know, Campbell County's 3-2 right now, and they're in a tough region. Obviously, it's top heavy with Powell and West right now, number one and number two in the state. Oak Ridge is going to be battling it out with Fulton and Campbell County for those spots 3 and 4 in this region. But, you know, Justin Price with little Jack, his little son who's been battling cancer battle over the last year and a half, just such people of faith, such men of faith. Brad Taylor's taken over at Carnes after he left Bearden. And some programs you run into, and let's just be real honest about it, you fight a battle of culture. And you fought that battle for years. Carnes comes in at 0-4, and Brad's still trying to build the program from the middle school level, from the kid level to get there. And they'll have success. You know, they beat Fulton, a year ago?
Yep.
And it was a huge win for them, and then they finished 2-8. Here they are 0-4. But tonight for Brad, he said, this is an opportunity for our kids to really do something on TV and to win a game like this with everybody watching. This means a lot to those kids. And that's what's fun about what we all do, is this gives them the opportunity to kind of shine on the big stage, I guess.
Hey, Mark, when you look at Campbell County, they've won 2 in a row. They've been sparked by C.J. Allen. He's combined for 416 yards and 6 touchdowns in those wins. How big of a boost has Allen been for Campbell County's offense?
Well, and here's the thing that's interesting, and you make a great point, Jimmy, is that the offense that, you know, Justin and Matt Price have put together for years is kind of a run and shoot, if you will. And he's almost kind of a Lorenzo White, if you remember back with the Oilers.
Yeah.
You know, anytime Lorenzo White had a big day, you're like, what was Warren Moon doing? And that's kind of what the Campbell County offense is. They want to go fast. They want to go quick. They want to get the ball in the air. I think to your point, with the rain that we've got tonight, and this is one of those good old East Tennessee constant nights of rain, C.J. Allen's going to be key. Now, for Carnes, you know, Deshaun Bishop is a pretty good running back for the Beavers. They're young. They're trying to build for the future. But Deshaun Bishop is a guy to keep your eye on for Carnes tonight.
Carnes is only averaging around 10 points a game. Why has their offense struggled, Mark?
You know, offensive line and youth. I mean, and unfortunately, programs, you know, Carnes continues to try to build and continues to try to build and then has to fight the battle of keeping the kids and keeping them on the football field, because kids get to a point. Carnes wins in basketball, okay? And those kids say, you know what, I want to go over here and win, so I'm not going to play football. And they lose numbers all the time. So as college coaches come into programs and say, we're going to shut down the borders of Tennessee, Clark Duncan had his success, and I thought, John, you had a great little insight when I was driving over here about him getting above 500, which at South Doyle is like doing it at Carnes. And now South Doyle is in the top 10 in the state, and they're right in the battle in Region 2-5A with Central and Carter and those teams. Brad hasn't had that luxury yet of keeping those guys out on the football field and in the weight room in the off season. Brad's a great man, great football coach. He just got to get those kids to buy in when they're 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Quick word on just high school football. You were on hand, as we were as well, and that was Central Powell. They made it happen. Powell looked outstanding with the difference that they made first defense, and then they look so good in all facets of the game. But as you mentioned, West now number one in the state, followed by Powell, followed by Central.
Yeah.
And Central still getting first-place votes because the Bobcats are that kind of good. But how exciting is it that we are indeed kicking off the second half of the schedule with this week?
Well, I will. First off, the fact that we're here. I said, and I know you did the same thing, John, when you were calling Catholic, and you were like, I can't believe the football's in the air when we started the season with all we've been through. That's how we felt when we were over at Halls. To say that we're at midseason and we have not, on television, we have not had a cancellation of a game yet. Our schedule to this point has stayed intact is amazing. It's a tough job for our educators. They're doing the best that they can. My hat's off to them. But to your point in 5A, I put this on Twitter the other day. Number one is West. Number two is Powell. They play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that one. Okay? Sign me up for that one, and I'm trying. Central at number four. Carter at number eight. South Doyle at number nine. Carter and South Doyle play tomorrow night. Okay, so if the Hornets want to legitimize that they're a top 10 team, they got to go over to South Doyle tomorrow and knock off the Cherokees. That's a tall task against a program that's on pretty solid footing right now for Clark.
Mark, we look forward to the call tonight. Good luck in having to deal once again with Austin and Eric.
No.
And the rain. But the rain,
by the way,
you welcome the rain in that instance, right?
Eric did an incredible job Saturday night in the booth with me as Austin was with family. And I understood how his hair stayed so tall because it was dry and we're in the press box. Now, tonight in the rain, if his hair is still as tall at the end of the day as it is at the start of the day, I'm investing in that product he's wearing because it's got to be concrete.
I don't think there's any question. We always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
And we'll see you next week at Bearden.
Always appreciate you guys.
Thanks, appreciate Mark. You. That's Mark Packer of Rivalry Thursday.